Michael Covell is the author of Trend Following, How Great Traders Make Millions in Up or Down Markets. He says the underlying principles of trend following are rather simple, but are sometimes difficult to comprehend. Take, for example, the often quoted advice, buy low and sell high. That's one of the basics of fundamental trading. Covell says that's not so for trend following.
Trend followers kind of turn that on its ear and they say, hey, hold on. If the market's moving, if the market's in motion, let's say the market's going up, we want to be a buyer. We don't know how high it's going to go, and we have a plan to get out at some stage of the game, but we're going to let that move run. We're not going to jump off board prematurely.
And when Covell says buying high and selling low, he means...
It's just kind of a quick and dirty way of saying shorting. So you're selling low means, you know, if you're buying high, that means you're buying or going long as the price is rising. If you're selling low, that means you're going short as the price is decreasing in an attempt to make money as the price decreases.
Inherent in trend following is coming up with a strategy, when to get in and when to get out. So where do you start? Covell says it comes down to one thing, market price.
But the only real thing we can know about any market is the price. Because, you know, you could have somebody doctoring the books, and that happens quite a bit these days. So you could have some other type of piece of information, but the only thing we can really precisely look at is the price.
But which number do you look at, closing, intraday, or after hours?
Some trend followers will go ahead and take their signals during the day. So they might have some of these software packages monitoring price, and if price hits a certain level, they'll, you know, a bell will ring and they'll call their broker. Some trend followers, quite a few, use end-of-day prices. So they literally are not following the markets during the day, and they wait for the end-of-day price to make their decision for what they will do the next morning. I've even talked to some trend followers, some that have been trading for 30 years, that actually look at prices once a week.
Yes, he said, once a week. Covell says the idea is that trend traders want to eliminate the extraneous noise and concentrate strictly on what the numbers tell them. And the numbers can tell you a lot.
Enron was a great example. Sure, all the guys at Enron have been doing illegal things, and some of them probably go to jail. That's not the point. The point is, the price of that stock was telling you there was a problem long before it was worthless. When Enron dropped from 90 to 50, that was telling you something. The price was telling you, uh-oh, there's a problem. You know, to wait till it got to a few cents a share, well, my gosh, yeah, the guys down there might be crooks, but you know what? You've got to take some responsibility for holding on forever.
Trend trading does indeed fly in the face of traditional trading, which is focused more on how the markets may move. Covell says trend following is exactly how it sounds.
It's a reaction to market movement. I mean, none of us, I don't care how smart you are, or how dumb you are, none of us can predict that the market's going to move from point A to point B. So all you can really do is say, look, let's have a strategy for when the market starts to move, that then we will get on board.
But that's not to say there aren't dangers in it. There are. Covell says it's all a matter of risk management.
Sometimes if something happens in the price, you know, you might have a down month because you really can't take a move. You can't predict that the red light's going to start flashing. You have to wait for the price to tell you to take an action.
And trend traders have what could be considered an advantage over their fundamental counterparts. Because they work strictly from the price, they can apply their strategy to anything. Stocks, bonds, currencies, commodities. And Covell says they often do so for diversification. He describes it this way.
Trend following from the ground up is designed to adapt to change. So if the markets are changing and doing things they haven't done in the past, trend following is kind of, you think about putting a tight glove on the market, or a loose mitten. You know, trend following is like a loose mitten just surfing these waves, and it's going to be up and down, and it's going to be rocky, but, you know, it's designed to adapt to whatever the market might do.
Now, a skeptic may say that this philosophy doesn't hold water, but even Warren Buffett, the head of Berkshire Hathaway and the world's second richest man, is getting in on it.
He made $1.8 billion last year shorting the dollar. Now, that's a quite different strategy than buying and holding. But I think, you know, when, at the end of the day, people are making their money off trends, regardless of how they get in. Even Warren Buffett made his money off trends.
But it takes a particular mindset to conquer trend trading.
Any entrepreneurial endeavor, any market success is all about psychology. I mean, I've talked to quite a few trend followers here in the last few months, and it's all about managing your emotions, having discipline, you know, not worrying about what your neighbor is doing. You know, not being excited to tell tall tales at cocktail conversations. You know, the key here is how bad do you want it? You know, do you really want to win? And if you really want to win, there's some great models out there to look at.
Cavell says some of those great models include Bill Dunn, founder of Dunn Capital Management, who Cavell says has posted annual returns of 24% for the last 28 years. Another is John Henry, chairman of John W. Henry & Company. The name may not be familiar to you, but sports fans may know him. He's the principal owner of the Boston Red Sox. Michael Cavell's book is called Trend Following: How Great Traders Make Millions in Up or Down Markets. It's published by Financial Times Prentice Hall. I'm Jessica Moore, Bloomberg Radio.